Hello, this is John Clements of the Manchester Jazz Festival, and I'm here today with Kate Mayall and Ben Newton in the second of our interviews with young bands who are coming through the MJF Introduces scheme. So good evening to both of you.
Good evening.
Hello.
So just to start with, I did see you recently playing the Cinnamon Club on an open mic night, and it was very clear to me that you seem to complement each other's styles very much. Now, is this something that you have developed carefully over time, or has it just come together for you?
Well, I'd say really we got together just for a quick rehearsal, perhaps 1 or 2 weeks before our first gig that we did together, and we just really connected quite well. I just accompanied and just provided something that I thought would go well with her voice, really. So it came together very, very well.
Yeah.
I found singing with you very easy, I think, from the very beginning. Because, you don't have to think. You just, it's all there and you just sing.
And am I right in saying that you share a love of a particular style of jazz?
Oh, yeah. We're both really fans of traditional jazz, I think, as opposed to anything else.
Yeah, I
would say so as well. I mean, I do love really quite a traditional style of jazz, swing, big band sort of style of jazz, and
classical jazz
really. Yeah.
So there are particular artists who you're fond of. I mean, for you, it's Oscar Peterson, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's Oscar Peterson for me. I was lucky enough to see him live about 4 or 5 years ago in Manchester. Which is an incredible experience. And then I saw, a few years later, actually, I saw Gwilym Syncock play, which is really interesting just to see such a different sort of genre play just compared to Oscar.
Excellent. And for you, Kate, we're talking about some real jazz luminaries for your interests.
Yeah. My idol really is Ella Fitzgerald. Billie Holiday, probably. I have 1.5 million CDs, which I cannot stop listening to, trying to get something from. And also Tina May, I was lucky enough to have a lesson with. She's a fantastic singer. I've seen her live as well at the RNCM a couple of months ago, I think. She's not so massive compared to Ella Fitzgerald, I suppose, but serious talent there.
So some of the songs, the jazz songs that you play are well recognisable standards, mm-hmm. such as Misty. And how big a task is it to take on these songs that have been made so famous by such great singers?
Honestly, not a task at all. I could sing for hours, but it's just an honour to be able to take on something that so many people have taken so much time to have a go at. I love the possibility of listening to so many different versions of things, drawing from each one, learning so many things. It's great to have a variation of people.
What do you think you bring to these songs yourself that's perhaps a bit different to what's gone before?
I hope something. Honestly, I don't know.
Ben, any thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I generally, if I'm going to do a song, I do try and actually learn the words. I don't sing, but just to get the the wonderful things about these songs that we do are they're the words are so intricately constructed,
yeah.
And they do tell a story in a way. And I just listen to artists, pianists and instrumentalists, even singers who've done them in the past, and just see what works when I play them and when I accompany, and just try and find the best sound that sounds the best.
Great. We'll pick up again with Kate and Ben in part 2.